Hello there, Tiger fans. We welcome you to another edition of the weekly Tigerler Athlete Special. Tyson Egler here, and this week we got a special edition of it. Not just one, but two Tiger athletes will be joining us, and I'll have them introduce themselves.
Hey, I'm Kara Seidenstricker.
And I'm Jessica Batanian.
Like, thank Kara and Jessica both for joining us. Kara, a freshman, and Jessica, a senior. So we'll get right into it. First, we'll start with the young freshman, Kara. Kara, can you kind of highlight your season? You had a lot of awards and a lot of excellent play throughout the year.
This year was really exciting for our team as a whole. We had a really successful year, and we all worked hard at the beginning of the season to come together and build to have a good ending result. And I think that it went really well, and it was really awesome.
Can you kind of talk about then how you did personally this season also?
I would say that it was a good season for me. I'm really happy about, I just really enjoyed the team. It was so much fun, and I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Yeah, I would say a very humble person. Just include some of this awards. You were NCAC Freshman of the Year, then also NCAC Player of the Year. So congratulations on those. So Jessica, now we'll go to you and your season. Four-time NCAC champion, and then also even tattooed a national champion as well. Kind of what were maybe some of the high points of your career personally and then team-wise?
Definitely last year, obviously, winning a national championship was pretty awesome. But I also think this year was probably the best all-around season that I've experienced at Wittenberg just because of what our team has accomplished and what we weren't really expected to accomplish because of so many new faces on the court. But I really think that all that we did this season really made this year the best for me.
Would you say also kind of what helped you guys have successful years, maybe the excellent senior leadership that you had too?
We knew us four seniors that we would have a little bit of a challenge this year with all the freshmen and the underclassmen that we had on the team, but we were ready for the challenge, and we knew that all the girls that we were getting as the incoming freshman class were awesome, and we knew we really wouldn't have a problem getting them into the program and getting them to become a Tiger volleyball player.
Then also, I know there's kind of quite a few different ways to lead. There's the lead by example, kind of quiet leader, then there's the hooper and holler and get your team riled up before the game or before practice. What kind of leader would you say that you are, or how did you lead the team this year?
I think I'm definitely more of a lead by example and just sort of taking that step back and listening to other people. It was really great because all four seniors sort of represented a different type of leader. So we did have the hooting and hollering, getting everybody excited, and we had the person who was very vocal and would speak their opinions, and then we had people who would step back and kind of take in everything that was going on. So I think we had a really good balance of leadership styles. But I definitely, I think, took the more quiet and kind of observing role as a leader, I guess.
Now we'll head back to Kara. One of the hardest things maybe to do for a young college athlete is to transition and go on and have success like you did. How would you say that that transition was made so that you had this successful year?
I would definitely say it was only made with help from the upperclassmen and seniors. They took a lot of time to help all of the freshmen know how to handle schoolwork and how to manage our time better because we knew like practices would be demanding. And it also helped that we had a lot of freshmen so we could all learn together and learn from each other.
Would you say maybe there's a difference between high school volleyball and then college volleyball?
Yes, there's a big difference. At least for my high school, it was a lot less time consuming and demanding. And at college, everybody is working hard, wanting to reach that common goal, and practices are longer. And it's just, I think it's a lot more fun in college.
Would you say maybe there's any difference in play, maybe against the teams you go against or anything else?
there's a lot more competition on the other side of the net in college, and it's a lot faster of a game. So it took a while to transition from a slower, less vocal game into college where you really have to communicate well with your teammates and be ahead of the plays.
No, and Jessica, kind of an interesting comment that Coach Paco said after your guys' game. He talked about your seniors passing the torch on, which is kind of unique too, as that being Wittenberg's motto, as it is too. How would you say that you've really helped Wittenberg go from just an NCAC powerhouse to now an NCAA powerhouse and a national title contender?
I think it's been sort of a culmination of years just building on each other, because that's sort of the idea of this whole program, is building it for the future. So you spend your 4 years and you work hard and you try to get, you know, get to the top. And we did last year, and this year we came close too. And it's just, I think, all about creating that sort of atmosphere that's welcoming for freshmen to come in and just work towards those same goals. And I think that passing the light and the torch is kind of, it's kind of the same as what, you know, we're trying to build. It's that community, that organization that just keeps going and going and doesn't ever die out, I guess.
Now, Kara, you mentioned earlier about how you've had to learn time management, especially here at school. So this kind of for both of you, how would you say that, you know, two different styles, you've been able to balance school and the demands of volleyball?
Well, I guess it comes with time. Freshman year is definitely the hardest, learning how to manage your time and manage your volleyball life, because they're both very demanding. But as a senior, I think I've figured out my groove, hopefully by now, that, you know, it takes a little bit of planning out, you know, maybe even writing it down, like what you have to do in a day, and then, you know, not getting too stressed out if you don't get it all accomplished. But I think you learn as you go through your years at Witt.
It definitely helps that we have a set schedule for volleyball, and it's given to us ahead of time real early on in the season. So if we know we have a game later on in the week, we really take extra time to get the work done we need to earlier, even if it's not due until later. Mm-hmm. So having that schedule helped a lot this year as well.
And then now we'll go to kind of the advice standpoint that we've been doing with these college athlete interviews. Kara, we'll start with you. What advice would you have for a high school athlete that wants to go on and play a college athletic that maybe you've learned or that you wish you might have had?
I would say just don't be afraid to go for it, and really make sure you take time to get to know the team before you decide, because having a team that you fit in well with has made the experience so much better and it has made it amazing this year. And also really practice your time management skills. Those would help a lot.
Now, Jessica, then a little bit of a different advice question. What advice would you give for maybe a team going into next year, and more importantly, maybe the younger players?
I guess I would just say to live every moment to the fullest. I know sometimes it may seem really tough to, you know, continue playing, or you're just having a rough week, but once you're done with volleyball, you realize how awesome it was and how unique of an experience it was. So just take every moment, every practice, every film session, and just take it for what it is and embrace it, because you only get 4 years, so you gotta live it up while you can.
And then our final question, the team had a very successful year, NCAC champions for the seventh straight year in a row. You are losing four key seniors. What do you think the expectations will be for next year's team, even with the return of a lot of younger stars?
Well, I think, I'm not going to be there, but I think that our team is going to come back full force, because Paco and Amy do a really great job of recruiting. And I know that we're getting a lot of great freshmen, just like we did this year. And, I think that the freshmen this year learned a lot about being leaders themselves, so they're going to step up to the plate, and same as the sophomores this year and our lone junior. So I have full faith that they're going to be great next year.
Yeah, I believe that everybody's going to have the same goal that we had this year, and we're going to work twice as hard to get it now that we know, you know, we've learned from this season, and we're going to take it and run with it next season.
All right, we'd like to thank Jessica and Kara for joining us today. Great season, and Kara, good luck with your future endeavors, whatever it is you'll be doing, and Kara, good luck next year.
Thank you.
And that's all for this week's Tiger Athlete Special. I'm Tyson Agler. Go Wit, and Tiger up.